Good morning. It's exactly 8 o'clock on Monday, the 14th of October. This is Morning Ireland with Gavin Jennings and Rachel English. With the news in detail, here's Brian Jennings.
Negotiations between officials from the European Union and the United Kingdom are resuming in Brussels. EU leaders are expected to consider a deal on the withdrawal agreement with a modified Irish backstop later this week. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.
After 2 days of intensive discussions, the EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, briefed member states yesterday afternoon on the state of play. It's clear both sides remain far apart on customs. The UK pitch is for Northern Ireland to remain in the UK customs territory, but to apply the EU's rules and procedures on tariffs and quotas. That way, a customs border would be avoided on the island of Ireland, but Northern Ireland's legal position as part of the UK customs territory would be unchanged. Goods going from Great Britain to Northern Ireland would attract the EU tariff, but if they were staying in Northern Ireland, then the importer would get a rebate. If they went on across the border, the EU tariff would be the correct one. However, officials say the UK plans create more problems than they solve. Tracking goods, working out a system of rebates, avoiding fraud would all be highly complex and probably not ready in time for when the transition ends. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
In Britain, MPs will return to Westminster for a new session of Parliament this morning, following a 5-day suspension. The session will be formally opened by Queen Elizabeth, who will set out the British government's priorities, including legislation needed for the UK to leave the European Union. The UK Parliament will sit on Saturday to assess any deal that might come from the European Council meeting on Thursday. Our London correspondent, Sean Whelan.
A government without a majority and teetering on the brink of a general election will nevertheless set out its legislative priorities for the coming year today amidst the pomp and ceremony of the state opening of the United Kingdom's Parliament. Some 22 pieces of legislation are to be included in the programme, written by the government but read out by Queen Elizabeth. Among them, the EU withdrawal bill, required to ratify any agreement reached with the EU, and legislation to end free movement by EU citizens after 2021. Sean Whelan, RTE News, London.
Kurdish leaders in northern Syria have reached a deal with President Bashar al-Assad, their former opponent, to send troops to counter a Turkish invasion. The Syrian army is to deploy its soldiers along the border with Turkey to help the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. Earlier, the United States ordered its remaining troops in the region to withdraw. Yesterday, Kurdish forces said nearly 800 relatives of so-called Islamic State fighters had escaped from a camp after it was bombed by the Turkish military. In an interview with the BBC, the former British Foreign Secretary David Miliband, who now runs the International Rescue Committee aid agency, said ordinary people were caught in the middle.
There are war crimes against civilians, bombing of civilians who are fleeing. There is also grave danger to children, but also that the winners out of this look like the Islamic State group ISIS and the Assad government.
The inaugural meeting of the new Beef Market Task Force is being held later this morning. The task force was one of the main outcomes of an agreement reached last month after dozens of meat plants were blockaded by farmers. State agencies and farmer representative groups will take part in the task force, which is expected to address pricing and transparency. Our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent, Fran McNulty.
The recent agreement led to the introduction of new bonus payments for quality-assured cattle. Some existing bonuses were also increased. These payments are now being made to farmers, but disquiet continues about how factories are dealing with pricing. This beef market task force has a wide remit and many hope it will provide scope for scrutiny and reform. But the big sticking point this morning is a claim that three named individuals are still subject to legal injunctions by meat plants. Lifting blockades and legal actions were two of the central planks of the recent agreement. This morning, the main farming bodies are insisting the issue is resolved immediately and legal threats withdrawn. Meat Industry Ireland has told RTE News that the commitment to withdraw legal proceedings has been honoured by the beef companies concerned. RTE understands there will be an insistence that all legal action from whatever source against farmers be withdrawn before the task force can proceed. Whether or not it even gets off the ground today is far from sure.
A man whose body was found close to his burning tent in Cork City yesterday morning has been identified as Timmy Hourihan, a native of Bantry. A murder investigation is underway. Mr. Hourihan was a chef who had worked abroad for a number of years before returning to Cork. It's understood he had been homeless for some time, having failed to get accommodation after a number of attempts. Tens of thousands of rescue workers are searching for survivors of Typhoon Hagibis 2 days after the storm struck Japan. Local media are reporting that the storm resulted in the deaths of at least 35 people. Now the time is 6 minutes past eight.
RTE Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks. Working on a construction site? Stay clear of overhead wires and underground cables. For emergencies, call 1850 372 999.
There'll be heavy and persistent rain in many areas with the potential for flooding and a likelihood of thunder. Later in the day, it'll become generally dry in the west and southwest, but further spells of rain will continue elsewhere. Highest temperatures will range from 10 to 14 degrees.